How are you doing tonight? Call to order. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Connolly?
Present.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Ms. Kane is absent. Mayor Nolan?
Here.
Before we start the consent agenda, the CFO is requested to add an item to the consent agenda. Under other business, he would like to give the council budget updates.
Please, Mr. Pfeffer.
Okay. And also to add some items to the supplement.
Right. We'll do the budget update and then the supplemental. So the state has directed the governing body to introduce the budget by October 24th. There's a letter that everybody got. It was dated October 11th. Surprisingly, they didn't CC me on this letter.
As the CFO.
Right, so I just saw it today. Through a completely different conversation I was having with the state over something else. So I know we have a meeting on November 1st. I will do my best to sway them to allow us to November 1st.
If that's extension?
If that's a problem, I will get to everybody via email and one phone call.
At that point, we have to have a special meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and that's if we get the thing typed up in time. But
right.
I will work on them on November 1st. If I can't, everybody will know about that. I will be talking to them tomorrow.
Okay.
Just on a budget update of where we stand. Since the last discussion that we had, we've gained $73,000 of relief in the police pension. However, we are pushing $100,000 on the hurricane. Okay, so right now the budget printout shows almost $96,000 in expenses. I know there's probably some stuff we haven't gotten yet. At this point, the tax increase is $355,000. We still have items open for discussion that will have some impact on that number, which we'll have to deal with between the time we introduce and the time we adopt. That's where we stand at the moment. Both of those things have been factored into this now.
Point of record, our next meeting is actually the 2nd of November,
okay,
not the 1st.
Sorry.
Just so you know. No, I don't want to. You get the 1st, and the next thing you know, it's the 2nd.
So I know that. I'll let them know that at the state. Second thing is the supplemental bill list. I have a few items to add. One is $5,000. Payment to the Highlands Business Partnership for third quarter taxes. The second payment is the August payment to Atlantic Highlands for the interlocal agreement we have for the mechanic. Mm-hmm. That's $2,800. And then the September bill for $1,800. And finally, we're adding, make sure that's finally. Fiore Paving is in for payment certificate number one of $176,394.12. Now I have one comment to make. There's also in here, in this package, a change order reflecting, it looks like, a reduction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can worry about that at the next meeting. We don't need to worry about that tonight. We'll do a resolution for the change order for the next meeting, but their first payment has been approved by the engineer for $176,394.12. So those items need to be added to the supplemental bill list.
Okay.
The reductions for the storm drains?
A couple things are zeroed out, a couple things were added out. Overall, it's a reduction.
Mr. Hill, out of that $100,000, call it for argument's sake, bill from the storm, we have submitted everything we can to recapture some of that money from FEMA, correct?
We have a deadline of December 6th, and we're working on getting all numbers together. Yes, everything that we have in will be submitted for FEMA reimbursement. And the number, like Steve said, is slightly over 100. We have a couple other things we know are outstanding, and I think we're in good shape to apply for everything.
Perfect. I personally got a call, for the record, from Congressman Pallone twice. He called me, I didn't have to call him, about helping the borough out anywhere we need it. So I think we'll be looked favorably when that comes, too. Anything else, Steve? Does anybody want to take anything off the consent agenda at this point?
At
think in deference to what Ricky brought up last week about the North Street pump,
mm-hmm.
I think we ought to take off 11-201 unless we can amend it to include the work on the North Street pump, as it is.
Look at Dale. Can we, Dale?
Can I speak on that?
Sure.
Basically, all this resolution is, it's something the state requires for this, for the grant application you just submitted.
And that's a deadline that you have to...
Right, it has nothing to do with the other work. It's just for the grant application you submitted.
Okay. And it's due within 30 days of application, so we have maybe like a week to spare.
Okay, fine.
Still okay?
Right.
That's okay. Right. Anybody else?
I'm just trying to take care of what Ricky brought up.
Right, no, understood. Anybody have anything else? Okay.
Well, I just want to... Is the bike route project, is that a matching number on that? Or what is that?
It's another portion of the DOT grant system. It's a different pot of money. But again, it only requires a resolution, basically saying that the council consents to that application being submitted and is standing behind it, so to speak.
Yeah, well, the way it used to work is the application used to be a resolution in itself that the council would adopt. The last 2 years they've gone on the SAGE system, so everything's electronic now.
Okay.
So you enter it electronically and then you follow up within the next 30 days of a formal resolution.
Okay. Anybody have anything else?
What's our cost of that? Do we know anything about it?
Offhand, Rick, I don't know the exact number. I don't have the application with me. I believe the improvements were in the 45,000 to 50,000 range, I want to say.
All right.
You okay, Councilman O'Neill?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Mr. Conley, anything else, sir? Okay.
You want to offer?
I'll offer it.
Second.
Second by Mr. Francie.
Roll call. Actually, you know what? We should make one correction. On the minutes, it's for October 5th, 2011. We erroneously put today's date on there. On our copies, anyway. I don't know if it's on the public copy also. With that, I'll offer it again. Mr. Francie.
Second.
Okay, and other resolutions were calling?
Yes. Can we do a roll call for the consent agenda?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Conley?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes. Resolution 11-195, we're pulling at this point because we got some late applications. So we want to review all of them and see who we can agree on putting on. So we're going to pull 11-195, which is appointing a member to the Deputation Commission. Next, I believe, is the first readings.
Ordinance for introduction and setting of a public hearing date for November 2nd is Ordinance 0-11-22, bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $68,000 for acquisition of computers and software for and by the Borough of Highlands in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $64,600 bonds or notes of the Borough of the financing part of the appropriations.
Steve, briefly, this is for the what we talked about?
This is... First part is $45,000 to cover software for finance, tax, and sewer, and $21,000 to cover proposals from United Computers to upgrade the borough's computer systems unrelated to the software purchase.
Okay.
This is to upgrade our network system.
Steve, can you put together something short blurb? This is a standard procedure for the sake of everybody in town who says, why are we spending $68,000 on computers? But this is required. And
well, okay, but that did, all that stuff was out there.
I know.
For the software. But yeah, I mean, I have a whole package from that company who is the standard in the state of New Jersey.
Something like 95% of the...
Yeah,
well, they gave their client list. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
have... Yeah, we have that. Thing.
Yeah, that's the package. That's what I have. Now, the situation is with our computer, with the computer systems that we're talking about, this mainly affected the finance system. We had a system, our computer systems probably predated me, so it's at least 20 years old. And what happened was...
How long have you been here?
Huh?
How long have you been here?
It was 2002.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
You're coming up on 20.
Here
no, 92. You're coming up on 20.
He's a mathematician.
That's the guy handling the finances.
So this system predates the system we have in place. The problem is we no longer have any support. The person who maintained the system passed, suddenly passed away.
So we're able to use it longer than the life expectancy, just because of that person.
Life expectancy, from the bonding standpoint, the life expectancy is 5 years. We've had it a long time. It's worked fine. There's nothing wrong with the system, but you can't have a system that's not supported now. I mean, if it goes, we're in big trouble. So we were forced to replace that system. As a part of that, we've decided to take that and expand it to the modules that cover the tax system.
Correct.
And the sewer system. That, when it's all said and done and everything's in place, will make us a lot more electronically available to the public also. They will be able to come in and access their accounts electronically.
Right.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot more to this when that starts. So that's the reason for the software. The hardware came about because during this period, the software company came in and said, well, let's see what you have. Let's see, if the servers are going to be able to handle all this. They said, listen, we shouldn't put this on your servers. They're from 2005. They need to be updated. But we have an alternate solution for that, which they gave us. But the proposal they delivered was to Carolyn, and that proposal was recommended by Carolyn to the council to make those changes to the network system. So
right, we wanted certain upgrades, right, and things like that.
So that's how this ordinance came about, how the dollars came about. And that's where we sit right now. So, from that standpoint, that's what we're doing. The software from the finance side is a necessity. We don't really have a choice. We picked the vendor who is statewide, the number one vendor statewide by a long shot.
Pretty much the only one when you look at it.
They're not the only one, but if you look at who everybody else has versus them,
it's almost 90-something percent, though, when I look at it.
It doesn't even come close. They are the dominant software provider in the state of New Jersey. It's a company that has multiple, it's a large company that has plenty of support.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They're also the number one support company.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. The person didn't pass away, I wouldn't be here with
you. Sure, understood. So we're going to set the hearing for November 2nd where the public can have a Q&A, correct?
Yep.
Okay, I'll offer that.
Can I say one other thing?
Please.
If anybody's interested, the name of the company is Edmonds Associates. If anybody's interested in looking them up, they have a website that's pretty detailed, and all this information that the council has seen is all on their website. If anybody wants to look at their client list or anything like that.
Do you have them in your town now, Mr. Hanfaker?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so for those you don't know, Mr. Hanfaker is the mayor of another town, and he has them also.
So, you can go on their website and view their company. It's a large-scale company, not only catering to New Jersey. They're all over. So that's where we sit at this point. And as soon as everything's approved and we go through the estoppel period, we'll bring them in and we'll do the conversion.
Perfect. Thank you.
What's the name of that company?
Is it EDMONDS?
Yes.
UNDS.
UNDS. Edmunds, UNDS. Okay.
Yeah, it's offered by Mayor Nolan.
For a public hearing date of November 2nd.
Second.
Signed by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Just for the record, since the clerk's not here, that stuff should go to the state by tomorrow so they have enough time to review it.
I will be done.
Okay. Now, let me tell you this. I am going down there Thursday afternoon or Friday morning to make a similar delivery. So I will
save us the postage?
Yeah. Together, I'll take it down there. All
right. Handle it.
Thank you, Mr. Pepper.
It's a freebie.
1123 is an ordinance amending the sewer rate fee. Who's speaking of this? What's amending the sewer rate fee? It says 1123.
I prepared that and sent it over at the last meeting. There was a request that we amend it from 120 to 140.
And there was a time frame attached to that too, correct, Mr. Javier?
And it involves the budget too. It also impacts the budget. We have to have an increase in order to have a balanced sewer budget.
And that was for how long? Did we have an open? It wasn't open ended. We had it wasn't accepted.
Well, in the past, last year we did one that has some dates that went back to a different rate. For this one,
last year it was 140 up until July 1st.
Right. Wasn't it 2 quarters?
Back to 120 for the balance.
Yeah, but in this case, I wouldn't recommend that because I think we're going to be back to this again and again. And as we move forward and other things come through you as the council, you're going to need this in place.
I recommend we don't do this. So
okay. Rick, what's your thoughts as the other sewer authority person?
Let me bring this up. Failure to introduce the budget is personal fines against the council. Personal. The borough can't pay them.
What budget?
Okay. The borough's budget. The sewer budget is part of the borough's budget. Without this, you have a budget that can't be introduced.
I don't understand the $93,000, and I haven't had the time to get to the sewer authority to have them explain where the $93,000 is coming from.
For those that don't know, we had a resignation on the sewer.
I explained that to you from what they told me.
I understand what they told you. Right. I don't understand. I want to look into behind what they're saying to you.
Do you need to do it tonight statutorily?
Yeah, I need to do it to get the budget introduced. It's part of the budget document. Okay. Without it, we're out of balance. They're saying that everyone I've talked to, as far as the legality of them amending the budget in the middle of the year, they have that authority.
So they have it over us.
Yeah. They can do that. And if they've done that, which they have done.
It's one of the reasons why we're dissolving, in my opinion.
Right, that whole thing is part of that process.
I understand.
But we don't, there's nothing, there's no way to fight them over this. They have the legal right to do that.
They have the authority.
Yeah.
We don't.
The flows are up.
No, this had to do with an employee situation and debt service.
It has nothing
to do with use.
It's the flows part of it. I really want to make sure you understand, Rick.
It wasn't impacted by it. This is not something to do with the flow.
This is that an employee went from part-time to full-time?
There's an employee situation. They wouldn't tell me that, which they have the right not to tell me. They have an employee situation, and they had increased debt service that they didn't budget for.
And at this point, if we're splitting it, this is a $180,000 number.
Almost 190.
Roughly a $2 million budget, that is a big oops.
Well, I'm not saying it's not, but I understand what you're saying, and if you want to deal with it, that's fine. I don't know what you can do about it, but in the standpoint of, do we have a liability out there? Yes, we've incurred this liability now.
But we have a statutory obligation.
Sorry to interrupt, but I mean, this is just for introduction.
Yeah.
You have until November 2nd to...
Yeah.
Satisfied.
Which should have a meeting. I should be able to get some information because we'll have a meeting on the fourth Thursday, which is before this.
Right. Before the second, right?
Right.
So you guys are roughly going in there. What is it, the 27th or the
28th? Introduce it fine, but at this point, go from there.
Okay. I'll offer it.
And I'm sorry, back away a little bit. At this point, you made it open-ended, but I don't believe this $93,000 is an open-ended expense.
Shouldn't happen again, as far as our point.
The $93,000 shouldn't happen. Well, $93,000 shouldn't happen again, except that if the debt service portion of it is going to be there forever, so that's going to increase their budget. Like, that debt service is going to increase their budget, and it's going to stay there. That increase is going to be year after year. Okay, but there's more to it.
Yes.
Think about the discussions that we've had already and where the council wants to go. And the money that could be involved in that litigation, that potential litigation, you're going to need to build some surplus to move forward here.
All right, it's introduction. We'll deal with it on that.
We'll hash it out between now and then. Knowing that, I'll offer it.
If I may, Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Conley.
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill.
Yes.
Mr. Francie.
Yes.
Mayor Nolan.
Yes. For those that don't know, Mr. Francie was appointed at the last meeting to the sewer authority with the resignation of former Councilman Urbanski. So he's only had one meeting in there. Dale, you're up. Engineers report, or Rob, sorry.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. First project, flood reduction program. Just a reminder that this is the EIT is looking for the agreement between us and the borough in order to certify the project.
Okay.
So if that's something the council wants to do, it would have to be on the next meeting.
Okay.
The 2011 roadway improvement project, the Woodland is at DOT under their review at this point, and the remainder of the project is near completion as far as design. Highland Avenue, we are working out a gas conflict at the end of Miller near 36. Once the gas company relocates that, they will finish the drainage. Contractors also going to be starting the concrete work next year.
Can I jump in for a second? Can you look into the 75%
thing? Sure, yeah, not a problem.
Okay.
We were looking for 75%.
The award depends upon the word of the contract.
Yeah, upon word of the contract. Okay. So,
Bay
Avenue, we have all the approvals and we're ready to go to bid. So I just wanted to kind of talk about when council would like to bid, knowing the upcoming meetings. We have the November 2nd, and then we don't have a meeting until early December for an award. November 2nd would have to be an immediate advertising put in the paper. We'd get the minimum notice out, maybe 10 or 11 days. It would have to be basically a bid opening the day of the meeting and an award that evening, assuming bids come in good. Or we could hit the December meeting.
Okay.
We've asked DOT for an extension because, if you recall, we couldn't get county approval until recently, which was outside the timeline of DOT. The DOT timeline expires past Saturday. We request an extension, which we're sure we'll get. So just with that in mind, it's kind of near the end of the DOT's duration. So I would suggest either we can either put out, get in the paper, send it to the paper tomorrow, which would be in the paper probably Saturday, or we could hit it for the first meeting of December, whatever your preference is.
If you can do it tomorrow, we just assume do it.
Yeah, I said to it. I would agree. Okay. Mr. Connolly, Mr. O'Neill, what do you want to say?
When would this start? Not until the spring, right?
Most likely. I mean, it's weather dependent. If we have a mild winter, they could do some work. But most likely, I would say spring.
Yeah, you're closer to November than you are.
So that's why I asked that question. Do you want to hit the first meeting in November or December? In that regard, it doesn't matter for construction.
Yeah. This is DOT funding-wise. I mean, they have some drainage they could do, maybe before the plants open up again, so they can maybe get an early start on it.
I'd like to just make
sure at this point, this work includes the opening up of the flow through into Jones Creek from that narrow pipe.
No, this doesn't. No, it doesn't. Has nothing to do with that.
That cost was too high to include in this project, Chris. That's part of
the drainage project.
The Honey Park portion is in this project, but not the opening into Jones Creek. We looked at that, and that was a large amount of money because of sheeting. It was specialized construction and would have driven the cost of this project through the roof.
Okay.
And DOT wouldn't fund that amount of money, so.
Okay. All right.
So, the thing you might want to think about with the timing is, waiting a month might be of some benefit because we're getting towards the winter. Typically, we see lower prices in the winter season.
I go with your best information. Okay. The Honey Park includes subsurface drainage,
and
then raising the land itself,
grading a little bit in the area through that low portion,
right? Where it's always a puddle right now,
right? Just to get things to flow a little better to the yard drains we're putting in there, and it'll be a series of yard drains through that tie into the Bay Avenue system.
But clearly, it'll have to come up at least 6 inches, 8 inches.
That area gets regraded. Just basically change the path of the water to get into the system.
If you think you're going to get a better price, obviously wait till the summer.
Yeah, so what we'll do, I'll review our bids again in the last week or so and see if it's going to trend, and we'll make a decision on that. Okay, that's my report.
Thank you, sir. Who's next, Ed? Who's up next? Mr. Hill?
Regarding acceptance of letter of resignation
from Kim Cameron?
Yes. Kim Cameron, a longtime employee, part-time employee of the community center, has tendered her resignation. She continues her full-time employment at the local high school, and she's worked for us for probably close to 26 years in the part-time capacity. Due to circumstances, she was offered another position, and she has resigned as the recreation leader, which is about a 10 to 12-hour position. The letter says it all that she submitted, and it's really a tough, you hate to accept this letter, but we do wish Ms. Cameron all the best in her endeavor. So she's a great employee, and that's all I have to say.
Okay.
We have advertised to replace Ms. Cameron now.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. The planning board comments, we're going to pull. we've appointed, for those of you out there in the public, the other business number three, the review of planning board comments, HPB zoning recommendations. Mr. Connolly and Mr. Francie are going to head up a small subcommittee and bring their recommendations back to the table. Correct, gentlemen? Thank you. Hopefully by December 1st, think we can
I
do
don't
that?
Know. That's problematic.
Okay.
For me, it's problematic. I'm having my knees done.
Oh, okay.
First week of December.
Give us an update by then. Mr. Connolly can bring us with any updates that we have.
Okay. I will, okay. Whenever we get done ahead of time.
Perfect.
I'll be laid up for 2-3 weeks.
Okay. We'll send you flowers. NJDOT Safe Routes to School Program. Mr. Hill, is that you?
Yeah, we'll discuss it. We do have an opportunity to possibly apply for SRTS program funding. It is very competitive. Generally, it's joint program funds that are in the mix, but we're going to see what we can do. I've talked to Dale about this as well. We're going to see what transpires, if anybody has any ideas. It is the Safe Route to Schools program. We're kind of limited in the scope of what we can do, but we are going to look at it. I think we've applied or attempted to apply in the past with not much success, but we're going to give it a go again.
Okay.
Have you sent this on to the boards of ed?
We just got this in. I just got it today, so September 28th, our letter. I don't know where that originated from.
Yeah, at this point, it doesn't look like it went to them, and they're asking for us to send it.
We can submit it on.
Okay.
Yeah, I, my own experience is getting letters of support from the board of ed is obviously a plus.
Yeah. And they may have some
ideas.
They may have some insight, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hill. I got the last item on other business. One of the owners of Wind and Sea requested an extension of closing on November 25th from, I believe, the current time is 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., the day after Thanksgiving. There doesn't seem to be a consensus to do that at the table. So we're going to say that that's probably not happening.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it table?
No. I don't think we're going to have the votes no matter what, so I would say the answer would be no. Send back a letter, you know, sorry, we wish you the best that day, but still got to close at 2. Public portion, you want to give me the list there? Oh, thank you very much. First up, Kim Skorka. Hi, Kim, how are you?
Hi, good.
Just for the record, I'm sorry, name and address.
Sorry, 315 Skorka, Kim Skorka.
Go ahead.
Questions on the slope and some of the history.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, that I wouldn't know off the top of my head.
Understood.
You guys haven't been around. You personally haven't been around that long. In other words, your company.
Right.
I don't know. We can get that, right, Tim?
We'll
look through our records.
Okay.
I don't know that tonight. I'm sorry, but we'll try to have an answer for you.
I just to
yeah, that's okay.
Get an answer eventually.
And if there is, Tim will make it available to you or anybody else.
Okay.
That, you know.
And also for that same time period, who would have issued the permits for those houses?
Would have been our building. Official, correct?
I'm sorry, I was talking to Mr. Pfeffer. What was
the lady asked if there was a building permit allowed where those current slope problem is, top or bottom. Those would have been issued by our building official, correct?
At any time in the past?
Yeah. We're talking before probably any of us were here. They may ask you to formally fill out an OPR request,
yeah,
but that is, you know, available.
Mr. Hairfaker, there is a comprehensive OPR request already completed but not picked up. Sitting in the clerk's office. We don't know who.
Well, it was an attorney that made the request.
He hasn't picked it up. Is it possible that we could make the contents available for viewing, that maybe Kim could decide that she would like to do a duplicate?
We would just ask you to...
I believe somebody from the association is going to pick that report up.
And it's a separate issue. It's not connected to what Kim is asking.
Was any of it on there, guys? Tim, do you remember?
Well, I don't recall that open request requesting building permits.
Or if it wasn't for issue, basically.
Okay.
Two separate.
I withdraw my comments. Okay.
Okay. So what I would recommend, fill out the formal open request, and Tim will make that information available.
Okay.
Sorry.
Next question. If anybody is monitoring the hill as was recommended by the visual engineers.
I will have it. Mr. Hefecker, you're up, sir.
there's been no substantive response to my letter of two meetings ago requesting substantive responses from the upslope owners. So the council has authorized the borough engineer and the geotechnical expert, if required, and the borough code enforcement officer to go out.